Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Margaret Sontag and Jackie Wicke, and a lot of you know that they're just outstanding BPW members, Business and Professional Women. So good morning to you, Margaret.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning.
Jackie, we're going to start with you because you have an event coming up this weekend, the semi-annual. I believe that's the right way to say that.
Semi-annual, yes. We have a spring and a fall craft show, and this is our big fall craft show coming up this Saturday, October 25th, and it's at the Cass County Community Center out at our beautiful fairgrounds, and it's from 9 to 3, a 50-cent admission, which will give you the opportunity to win many, many door prizes that the vendors donate. So
yeah, 50 cents. I'm not sure what else you can get for 50 cents these days, but hey, this is a great way to spend 50 cents, and we're going to talk about what you use that money for here in a minute. But it's interesting. In the past, we've talked about this earlier because we've tried to recruit vendors. No need to recruit vendors for this show.
That's right. We are full. We have 47 different vendors that are coming, and that's a total of 74 spaces that will be filled up. And so my co-chair, Becky Bonnie, that takes care of the vendors, she's kind of scratching her head as far as where to put everyone, but she always finds a spot.
Yes, I know you have people out in the entryway, which is really nice because it's a big entryway, and of course that's where people have to stop to pay their 50 cents, so they can kind of look around where they're there and then go inside. And then we must mention, when you get inside and you see all the vendors, you can also have lunch.
You can also have lunch, and that's what helps us out. We will have a menu of Sloppy Joe's hot dogs, sloppy dogs, ham salad sandwiches, and potato salad, and of course finish it up with dessert, so we'll have an assortment of homemade pies.
You must have some good bakers in this group, because you always have this wonderful selection of pie. It's a good opportunity.
Do.
All right, and let's talk a little bit then about where this money goes, the 50 cents and the food income and you know, all those things.
Well, the 50 cents, like we said before, will give you a chance to win a little door prize that is donated by each vendor. And that really is just kind of so that we know how many people go through the doors. And it's normally between 450 and 500 people that come in and visit during the day. And our vendors, a lot of times when they call to reserve a space, they kind of always want to know how many people we have through. So sure. For a one-day show, that's a pretty good amount
it
of
is.
People that goes through.
And some of those people drive quite a long ways, and so they really want to make it worth their while.
They do. Then there's some that come on Friday night and stay overnight, so that's helping the rest of the town too, because they're staying somewhere and they're probably eating somewhere.
You bet. So, a little economic development going
you
on
bet.
There through BPW.
We help where we can.
Yes. And the money that you make then goes to?
Several things. We give scholarships each year. And this year, because of our profitable fundraisers that we did, we normally give a $1,000 scholarship to a non-traditional student, which is someone being out of high school for 5 years, trying to further their education, or get back into the workforce. But this year, like I said, because of our profitable fundraisers and everybody's help, we gave two of those scholarships.
So we should feel really good when we come in and spend our money at BPW
That's
Craft
right,
Show.
Because it's helping. It's helping lots of people.
You bet.
And we have several other scholarships that we do help fund. We have the Bev Minden Memorial Scholarship, which goes to a nursing degree. We have a Collins Scholarship, which is funded by other people, but we handle that for them. And we also give some of this money that we make to the BPW Iowa Scholarship, which goes all over Iowa. And we did have a Atlantic resident that won one of those Iowa scholarships this year. So besides the scholarships, we do lots and lots of community projects. You can see us in our green shirts out working at many events all over the community. We give money to the fireworks, and there's lots of things that we help with the high school students request, the fire department. We helped a lot with Cass County Honor Flight this summer.
And lots of work. Lots of work
lots
you guys put
work.
In on that, yes.
And We will also be serving cocoa at Santa's Cabin in the cold weather coming up here in December. So another thing that we helped sponsor was the scary guy that came to help educate everyone in all the schools all over Cass County. So we're not just helping Atlantic. We help all over the county.
And that's good because I know you have members from other places, too.
Yes,
it's not just Atlantic members. And if we have time, we're going to talk a little more about that. But we'll remind folks here before we leave about the craft show. But we need to give Margaret a turn here because it's National Business Women's Week. Pretty important.
Yes, it is. It's from today through Friday. It's always the third full week in October. And it gives us a chance to honor working women and the employers who support working women and their families. And we can share information about how successful these workplaces are, raise awareness of resources. And it's just a good time to learn about some statistics. There are 7.2 million majority-owned, privately held, woman-owned businesses in the United States. And these firms employ 7.3 million people, which generate $1.1 trillion in sales. And to stop and think that only 20 years ago, it was still legal to require a woman to have a male co-signer to secure a business loan.
When you talk about that, Margaret, I always imagine what would Main Street Atlantic, or it could be Main Street any town, look like if every business owned and run by a woman was no longer there?
That's right.
Pretty bare.
There are a lot of businesses downtown that are owned and managed by women, and that's really important. This is the 86th anniversary of the National Business Women's Week, so we want everybody to honor your women this week and thank them and just
be aware.
And the presidents and governors and mayors sign proclamations all over the United States for this. And so it's really, really a widely publicized week.
Now, I'm not sure during this week you talk so much about it. I know that during Equal Pay Week you talk about we're still not equal pay. It goes up a little bit. But we're still not there, and maybe as you vote, you may want to think about how people are voting related to women's business and equal pay and a whole lot of other kinds of issues that could make a difference in our economy.
That's right. Be sure and check and see which candidates are supporting the women.
Yes, and women's work and women's business. I want to, do you have something else you want to say about Business Women's Week?
Wanted to recognize our women.
Okay.
And remind people, well, our business and professional women, our mission is to achieve equity for all women in the workplace through advocacy, education, and information. And BPW is really a leading advocate for women.
And Atlantic BPW, Business and Professional Women Group, is a leader in Iowa.
Yes, we are. We are the largest organization in Iowa. We have 51 members.
Yeah, it's just astounding when you think about all the big cities and all the places there are in Iowa. And Atlantic has the biggest group.
That's Woo-hoo! Right. Actually, the bigger cities don't. Des Moines and Council Bluffs don't even have an organization anymore.
Wow.
So we've done really well. Not only the people at the state look to us for answers. We just had a state meeting this last weekend, and we had some really good speakers. We had a professor from, I think it was from UNI, that spoke about women in the media, and we had a lady from the Women's League of Voters, and just had some really good information and good networking.
And it's I'm sure you get ideas from other groups, even though they look to Atlantic for a lot of the answers. It's a good time for networking, good time for sharing.
Oh, it is. And these ladies from the state are just wonderful people. It's, you know, you get support and education and have a good time, too.
Yeah. Well, and one of the ways that everybody can help support is come to the craft show, Jackie.
It is. This Saturday, October 25th from 9 to 3 at the Community Center. And some of the things that will be available, we're going to have wood furniture, barn board furniture, floral arrangements, the little girl's tutus, that's always a big thing, embroidery items, food items, table toppers, rock clocks. Now that sounds something neat. Yard work, baby blankets and bibs, knitted and crocheted items, doll clothes, rugs, the hypnosis. Okay. Gentlemen, we'll be back again. We have a few home-based businesses like Beauty Control, 31 Gifts, Tupperware, Pink Zebra. So we do have another new person that called last week, and she will have many John Deere and international tractor items,
time.
Pillows, blankets, all sorts of things. She was naming off so many things. And
all
also
right.
Cyclone, Iowa Hawkeyes, and she said Nebraska.
Oh, well,
she's kind of close to the border over there, so she said
okay.
she had to go
well,
both
we want
ways.
Thank you, Jackie Wicke and Margaret Sontag, for being with us this morning and reminding us about National Business Women's Week and the craft show this Saturday. So until next time, here's a thought. In our effort to improve the present moment, many of us fail to appreciate how good it already is.